Welcome back to the Destruction Podcast.
Yeah.
We are playing Pacific.
Round three.
That's right, round three. The Axis played by...
Corporal Man.
Mr. Man.
That's right. Technically, he's just Japan. There's no Axis of Evil. My name is David Hayes, and I am playing the UK, represented by Australia and India in this game. And to my right is...
No, I said I'm good.
Oh.
And to my right
Sorry.
Totally good. Sorry, thank you.
Oh, Mugsy Man.
Playing America and China.
Oh, I forgot China.
Oh, yes. You get three units, and you can place them in Sichuan. But don't forget to haul back those guys.
I am right now.
We're doing a mulligan non-com from, last week. Mugsy forgot the non-com his dude's home. To the back part of the Burma Road. Slowly but surely.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
He didn't do China.
What? Okay, people. What are you doing?
He's not coming.
You're making me walk in there.
No, he's got a place. He can only place in Sichuan.
But why would you move out of Sichuan?
So we have a bigger defensive force. Now you
bird.
You're a bird.
You
don't
just
fuck yourself.
You just lost the capital of Sichuan.
Yeah, but we don't lose money.
We don't
have money. China don't have money.
I'm going to get money.
And I'm going to fuck you in the ass when you do. With my British guy.
You better bring lubrication.
No lubrication. There's no
lubes.
Why
would I do that? That's being nice.
There's no lubes in the jungles of the Himalayan mountains.
There is. There's alloy. That word.
You just made Muggsy spit beer all over the table.
Well, yeah, you look it up.
There's no aloe.
There's aloe. Break a leaf.
No aloe on the Burma Road.
There's gotta
I did
be.
Spit beer all
what
over the
there
table
is
tonight.
Death and fucking
plastic
misery.
It all. Let it dry.
For the Japanese.
Let it dry. Never mind.
I think you're a Gawkinsies.
Gawkinsie huge. Is there anything that
there's a rule book.
Do not wipe up the spit with the rule book.
Oh, I thought that was totally something.
Somebody's Christmas stocking.
You don't need anything.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
there's beer on the table. What do you mean he doesn't need anything?
Where?
Right there.
I'm not going to use that. Watch this.
Oh, you're a fucking Gawkinsies.
You're the one that made it.
I spit from way over here.
Aloe joke, like
aluminum aloe.
You want to get lube for your ass fucking with alloy, and you're pissed at him spitting beer on your table. I think he's got more questions for you, Dad.
I don't know what to tell you about that, but you insisted you're going to take me up the anal part.
I was looking for alloy.
So I said,
maybe I was telling you that he seen. It was like Jimmy Fallon or something. He had Schwarzenegger on his show. He was supposed to be commentating. Like, they were talking, because he's got that one new movie out. Have you seen the previews?
What is it? I've seen it.
I can't remember what it's called, but...
It's the last one?
It's, I don't know, he's like an old sheriff.
Oh,
he's the one
scene
he gets kind of kicked in the back and falls.
The Last Stand or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's like, he's on the late night shows because of his new movie coming out and all this stuff, and they're showing all his old movies like Kindergarten Cop and Rambo and all that shit.
He was not in Rambo.
Sorry, not Rambo.
Commando.
And he's like,
with a little young Alyssa Milano before she turned into a sex pot.
And he's supposed to be commentating these
clips,
scenes.
Yeah.
From the movie, he's like, "This is me walking down the road with a log. It is heavy." Like, here's another scene of me walking towards the door, and I open the door, and now I am on the other side of the door. Sorry. Kindergarten Cop. Like, this is where I get angry.
Party pump.
I know. He's like, I get angry and I yell. And then you the party's like, shut up! And he's all yelling at the kids. And he's like, they don't listen to me, so I yell two more times, shut up! Shut up! And then you can see that the children are all sad because they're crying on their face. And like, it's just so
He's hilarious.
You're crying on their face.
I saw an interview with him when he was at the height of his fucking popularity in movies, and he's talking about his first movie. He's like, this is the movie when I first got off the boat. I'm doing a Russian. You do a fucking Ernie accent.
Yeah, you fall into the Russian. He's got the Austrian.
Yeah, you got a good. And he's like, Hercules was his first movie.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, yeah?
I could barely even speak the English. And they had some guy talking, and then they show a clip from the movie, and it's some guy fucking dubbing him. And, you know, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger, you expect the Austrian accent, and he's like, hey, how much for that piece of clothing over there?
I know, exactly.
You're like, what the fuck? That's not
I think I've seen the same thing.
That was his first movie, Hercules. Hercules in New York or some fucking bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, he was huge.
It was a terrible fucking movie.
He was huge.
But that was when he was just coming out of his body. Mr. Universe. Yeah.
That's all they wanted was his body on film.
Eight-time Mr. Universe fucking...
His waist. Do you know what his waist was?
You could do
that. It's like only 28 or 29.
And he had Hollywood Scarlet.
He had these things at like 62. Dog.
That reminds me of the chair I just built. You were in the garage yesterday, but you didn't notice. I found a fucking chair with three legs in the fucking some guy's garbage pile. Put it on my swivel stool.
Nice.
But it's fucking big. It's like a cabin chair. It's got the arms and the big back and everything.
Nice.
But it sits on the fucking steel frame of the stool that we had, and you look at it, and it looks like a bodybuilder from the 70s with no fucking legs, like tiny little stick legs, but gigantic fucking upper body. That's exactly what it looks like. Hilarious. But it's comfortable.
A bit.
Nice. Finally, we're getting there.
Yeah, we will. Stool.
Anyway, welcome to the Destruction Podcast, starting episode 3.
What's Japan?
No. You know, I said to Isaac today, I said, wouldn't it be nice if Dave...
I got it.
If Dave chopped the...
I just ignored it.
Because you had been talking about this.
Yeah, I said, wouldn't it be Saddam nice... Saddam Hussein. Yeah, I know. I don't care.
Wouldn't it be nice if Dave dropped the fucking table? Isaac says, no, he likes the fact that...
I like to be able to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like standing at the war table.
That's what I said. I
stand up at this table.
Can't.
Then you're hunched over like this. It's like
I can't stand at this table. It's
like you're cleaning.
This is a dinner table.
When you're leaned over like this, I fucking.
If I stood, I'd feel fucking weird here. But in the garage, you gotta stand because those fucking stools are so comfy.
We have to work.
But it's a bar height.
That's right.
Whereas this is a table height. Now with the bar height, you stand, even when I'm drinking at a bar, you know, you fucking sit in a stool, but you stand up, you fucking shift, you move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm super fucking comfortable at this.
You gotta worry about people coming up behind you.
I would like to be super comfortable higher.
Well, there's no reason you can't make it higher when you do your global table.
No, I mean, I like this. In the chairs, this is very comfortable.
Mm. I don't feel the need to stand
but
up.
For No.
When I'm on a stool, I gotta stand up.
That's right.
Sit down, stand up, sit down. Anyway, Japan.
Yeah.
Did you make your purchases? No, I need to spread my $12.
50% of my purchases.
Did you collect for USA?
No, 72.
72 bucks.
Oh, love this tune. Can you turn this up a little bit?
Yeah.
I think it's called Funk 49.
I will do that as soon as you start your purchase phase.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What do I got? What do I want to do for Britain in the future?
Oh, right.
Ground units, right? This is Australia. I can keep doing this thing. Now that America's down there, in New England, New Guinea, Australia can do the same fucking things it's been doing, right?
I can give that $12 to India. You can do whatever you want.
If I do the same thing with India next round, I will have the same number of battleships on the field as Japan. You know?
Yeah.
I think I'll do that. I'm going to go the whole 12. Not necessarily saying that's what I'm going to buy next round, but...
No, you need to put some land troops for India.
I've got some. Yeah, I need some more. But he hasn't really dropped a lot of Japanese guys on the mainland. And he certainly can't afford to put too many more. This gives me $30.
That's two transports.
Destroyer. Yeah, he's only got one. He's got these two down here, but I'm pretty sure we can... I don't know what he does with them now.
I don't know what it is.
He can get them... He can get them up with the battleships now.
Well, could he have Norks up? No, because I have first... Wait.
I don't think you're gonna Norks ignore subs in this game.
We need to figure that out, because if he wants to, he can go to...
Who's this?
Hawaiian.
China.
Where's that?
China doesn't go down.
Yeah, where is it?
They have no money. You attack him? Those three infantry in Sichuan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I hope you like the taste of what happens next.
What? Retaliations with the bunch of ones?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. I'm gonna warn you to death.
Yeah, I know that. I see that. We're gonna try, see what happens.
Well, fuck, I wish I had.
I got a three in there.
Yeah, it's worth three. That you shouldn't be collecting, because you do not control the convoy route. You still haven't attacked a convoy center of ours. Kind of hard to get to this one down here in C-Zone 49. And actually, C-Zone 52. You could take the one over there and then five. And you're right, why he didn't take that five up top by Alaska, I don't know. But so many decisions to make in that opening Japanese move. You want to be uber aggressive because
you gotta keep
your enemy defends at one, but you don't want to spread out too much. And you gotta
keep a little bit back off for the next punch.
That's right.
And it's so tough.
If you spread out too much, you can be easily picked off.
Oh, I also...
fucking Def Leppard.
Nice. I also found out it's very important to land at where there's an airport and a harbor. Mm-hmm. That's very important, and I didn't do that in a couple of spaces.
We haven't been paying attention to airports too much, but
I have.
Well, the harbors... Paying
attention like crazy.
Yeah.
Harbors are very important.
Harbors. Yeah, fighter can move six in this game on that. I don't know, an airbase to airbase.
All it is for me is looking at that.
It's all airbase and airbase for America, yeah. Britain half and half.
What happens if it's at an airbase and I'm on the carrier?
It's the same. The same movement.
Balances out.
Doesn't matter. Going to an airbase, you would take one move off.
I could do that.
I could take a piss.
Trust me, I will think of this one.
This CD, Def Leppard Hysteria.
Yeah.
Very first CD I ever bought.
Really?
Outstanding.
Great CD.
One of the biggest in the 80s.
When I was a kid, Rock of Ages was Rock of Ages, Van Halen 1984, and Supertramp was kind of fading out at that time, but Van Halen and Def Leppard were the biggest fucking bands when I was 10, 12.
I had a Def Leppard CD when I was really young. When I was under 10.
Probably this one.
I think it was this one.
I think they did one after this, but I don't know too much. But this album had Pour Some Sugar on Me, this one Animal, Hysteria, which was good. But the first fucking CDs that I bought...
There's a one specific song I'm trying to think of, but with this song playing and stuff.
From Def Leppard?
Yeah.
Pour Some Sugar on Me is probably the biggest one from this one. Hysteria was a more ballad. But fucking Rock of Ages had Photograph. Rock of Ages. What else? What other songs are from Rock of Ages? Their big, Def Leppard's first big album.
Was that before he lost his arm?
Yeah, had Photograph, and Rock of Ages was Untag Weben Clown Wool.
Love that tune.
Yeah. And I don't know what the hell that means, but somebody told me that meant close the cover before striking. Like it says on every pack of men.
You know what? I think I've heard that before. Now that you said that, I think I've heard that.
I don't know if it's true, but
trying to identify with them being hot and explosive and
I always pull them back.
Globe and
I always pull them back and do them between.
Oh yeah. I always fucking just light one and let them all burn.
Yeah.
Light a cigarette. They're free. And the smell of sulfur is
fills your lungs. Sulfur.
Great. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're all demons from hell. Oh, look at that, a Nazi flag on the ceiling. Yeah, we probably are.
This one's just, come on.
Yeah, that one's just as good.
What are you talking about? I love that flag. Japanese naval flag.
No, that is the rising sun.
That's the Japanese naval flag. Are you ready to do your turn? 20 minutes in, you haven't made a move yet.
Or purchased.
You want to go?
These fighters going to land.
They could land here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's got half an island.
What's this?
Shovel and bits.
That's transports.
Actually, your fighter is able to cap all the transports today.
Oh, wait, no, I got transports there. You can't leave. Do that shit.
They can leave.
What?
They can leave.
Thank goodness.
What, with the cap there?
Yeah, you're in combat move. You can pull them the fuck out. They got two moves they can pick up. What are you doing? You can't just replace your rondo with an infantry.
Ooh, do I mark anybody down for that? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. What are you doing? I can't
stand. Now he's taking over the scoreboard. He's got an infantry on there. Infantry.
Yeah. This is going to be my Hujak. That's going to be my Dogen face.
Good. Yep. Oh, super face.
Oh, my God.
I got this greatest hits, and I liked them for a bit, but then I'm like, yeah.
Buddy, you gotta get out of the greatest hits and get into their, like, Gone Hollywood.
Maybe, you know what?
Gone Hollywood and Nervous Wreck.
The older I get.
You're not on the greatest albums, man.
Listen, the older I get, the less I like fucking soprano singers. I fucking hate Geddy Lee, and I'm not liking Supertramp too
the
much.
Fucking DVD.
I fucking hate Fleetwood Mac.
What?
Well, yeah, I really do.
Yeah, I can appreciate it. As I get older, too, stuff I used to like Rod Stewart when I was younger.
I like Rod Stewart.
Loved Rod Stewart. Rod,
I burned myself out on Rod.
Larry Gowan.
Gowan, he's with Styx now.
You know what, Gowan? I want to hear a fucking metal version of Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds is a great tune.
It doesn't hold up, though.
It's a great tune.
It's two fucking 80s.
He's like, Gowan is so good.
It doesn't hold up. Whatever. It doesn't hold. The music hold up.
Amazing.
It's a fucking amazing song. Somebody fucking harder than Gowan needs to sing it, though. You know what I mean?
No, it's a Genesis tune, man. You don't fucking take it further than
not
that.
It's a Genesis tune.
It is. Gowan, Genesis, yes. They were all in the same thing. They had all the keyboards.
Criminal Minds is a dark, dark fucking
song.
Yeah,
that was all in the 70s.
And Larry Gowan singing it with a fucking synthesizer, and it wasn't 70s. That was mid-80s.
I don't know about that.
I know exactly about that because I was fucking growing up when that came out fucking huge. Criminal Minds and Animal were his two big hits.
Yeah.
Mid-80s.
Yeah.
And I'll look it up right now and prove it to you.
That's the early 80s.
But I'm telling you, it wasn't 70s.
I don't think it was before 83. I think it was between 79 and 82.
It was after Van Halen, 1984. I guarantee you, mid-late 80s. 87. If I had to guess a date, 86, 87.
No.
Larry Gowan. Well, it wasn't called Larry back then.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it was before then. I think it was around.
Alright, fine. I'll look at that.
Pico. So Pico. Pico.
What song?
What album was that? And that's around the same time.
Do you know that song? Do you want to get a ride? No, let's get rocked. Let's get rocked.
It's fucking 84, 85.
Yeah, they gotta make sure.
How about
it starts off as like, do you
Mr. Windebeer?
Let's get
Windebeer.
Well, he knows the
let's
song.
Let's get rocked.
Yeah, Mr. Windebeer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, gives me a task and then he tells me to beer. Def Leppard, what?
Let's get rocked, I believe.
What year is Hysteria?
92 single, British Rockman. Def Leppard, Let's Get Rocked.
Yeah, it might have been the early
90s. 1, 2, 3, 5.
Yeah, that looks like it.
B-side, Only After Dark. That's the single cover. I wonder if fucking people even put out singles before.
Might have been a greatest hit.
The three track.
Could have been a greatest hit.
The 12-inch single picture disc had a blue eye graphic on the cover of the video.
Do you wanna get a ride?
Rocket.
You know this is?
Make love Rick. Like a man.
Who's this before they start singing?
Ah, fuck. You know now.
No, I know.
Not your mom, I know that.
One of the biggest bands out of Texas, that's for sure.
Heaven is.
Southern Fried.
Like
Shipley.
Mike
Shipley. I can't believe you don't know it already.
I do.
You know who Mike Shipley is?
Mike Shipley?
Shipley.
Shifty?
Is that the guy that Shipley? The guy
Shipley.
Who wrote One Toke Over the Line?
Oh, yes, I like that. Shipley, yes. Yes, Shipley.
Who is this?
He produced the
right.
Single.
Shipley, yeah. Well, One Toke Over the Line, well, Sweet Jesus. That's right. That's Shipley.
Are you sure that's Mike Shipley?
Yeah, that's Shipley, and it seems like something's supposed to go with that, like Shipley and Company.
These are all Hysteria-looking covers.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Anyways, this song is ZZ Top.
ZZ Top, yeah.
ZZ Top.
You right.
Did I get it? Never mind. Shut up. Is it still Japan's turn? We're 45 minutes in right now.
We're not.
And by 45, I mean 28.
This is coming in as a sponge.
I keep fucking advancing down the line to see
if
I fucking...
Ready? Let's go, boys.
Any of these Def Leppard songs.
Here we go. We got...
Tonight.
Two threes.
I know Mutt Lange produced their Hysteria.
One, two.
From the album Adrenalize. That's what it's from. It was after Hysteria.
Nice.
So we got, let's get rough.
Four of you, though.
The first track.
Yeah.
She wanna get around with the face that
I don't know anything away. From Adrenalize.
Really?
He saw that face and he lost all control.
Oh, those are the singles.
And those Hollywood nights. Oh, pardon me.
Nice.
Right there.
You got me tree timed. That's all you got me, buddy. Yes. How you say unto me?
I got a one for your carrier. No, three
one,
for your carrier.
One, two, three, four,
oh, shit.
Five.
We got a huge fight. Do I need to Wikipedia this?
Oh, yeah.
Or, five ones.
Quicker, quick.
Hold on. First, okay, I've got a sneak. I got a first strike two.
No.
Yeah, I do. What the fuck you talking? Talking jive, turkey.
This Ben Gowie.
You talking jive, woman. When you say to me.
Wait, I might have a hit on the battleship here.
You're gonna crush him. What's he doing?
I don't know.
You can take ones off like crazy, you're fucking.
Oh.
What's it?
That means nothing.
What do you mean it means nothing? It's a first strike sub. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were rolling from your.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he's got no destroyers.
Yeah. You don't want to take a hit on a bastard?
No. They got no attack with him.
Okay. Now I got 5 ones. Nope.
Good.
I've got 2 threes.
2 twos. You got a 2 for your sub.
Oh, they don't fire anymore, right?
Oh. And 3, 4.
4 fours.
Are you staying in? What are you doing?
How many hits?
That's your 4.
Where?
What do you mean 4? Are you going again? Are you taking your
it's your turn, your fucker. Hit the 4 times.
I took the hits. Okay, we're in. We're here we go.
Okay, I got a sneak attack too.
No, you only get a sneak attack once. You get one per round?
Yeah, first strike. Sub goes first every time.
That's stupid.
Well, get a destroyer if you don't like it.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, apparently
this round
we can all tell that you care, okay?
2 threes. Jump. 4 fours. Holy fuck.
Just revolver.
3 ones.
2.
2 threes.
2 threes.
4. 4 fours.
Nice. Holy fuck. It will be.
That's gonna be stinky. Sorry.
I don't want to, I don't care. The listeners cannot tell how stinky it is in this room right now.
Don't you? you know, come as a surprise to you.
Did he come in and try to attack you and get his ass?
What should I take? Should I'm not taking
transports.
Why?
Because you can fucking replace them.
They're not in position though.
They could be there next round.
No, there will be no next round.
What do you want to take out? Destroyers cost $12, man.
Yeah. Okay. 37 transport.
Yeah.
You should have bought two.
And your fighters can land on the island. Take the aircraft carrier off.
The three man.
Build an air base.
$18.
If you picked.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
What's it got left?
A bomber.
Oh, that I can take out. Mute.
You can't reach it. You can't reach it with your transport.
Mr. Wilson.
Oh yeah, you're right there. You can uncom those transports you got up there right now, or did you place already?
What's with the?
Oh, it's Japan's turn. Never mind. We're in round three, listeners. Apparently, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Battleship prepared.
Okay, had enough of this song.
Five ones, two threes.
Where?
Chime
in. Oh.
Yeah, three in. Whatever twos. No one. That's one less Japanese guy.
Oh.
You got a point there, Gay Ray, and we do not lose one.
Actually, yeah, you do. You lost two.
No, it's China.
Cool. A blitz through there.
Good for you. China doesn't collect money. Just move Japan up one.
One.
Whoops. I feel like
I'll do it.
Way higher.
Thank you. Look at that.
Woo! What the hell are you talking about? You just took Java. How are you not at like 33?
Because he keeps taking these islands without taking the convoy routes around them. Where's his infantry that he took Java over?
I don't know. But apparently the Rondelles.
He just keeps saying, are you taking this, just.
This
you can't bring
over
two Rondelles on
Java,
one transport.
Not Borneo.
Okay, you still need to do infantry.
What are you talking about?
This. Why is this here? You just were going to go there and then you did not go there.
What do you mean?
You went to here instead. Here you gotta take the.
No, I went from there, from there.
No, you have two Japanese transports here. You went here and then here. Now where's the transport that did it?
No.
You brought a transport. How did you bring a transport into here?
I had this last
take
time.
Take this off. No, you did that this round, Ray. Pay attention.
Why didn't I put units down there?
Because you changed your mind and brought them into here instead for a dollar instead of taking $4. You had two transports sitting here. You had one infantry here. Okay? You picked up and dropped off here with one, and you brought the other one into this fight for defense.
How did it even get to here?
Originally, you said this.
I just want to know how it got to here, anyways.
Originally, you went because it can go one, two.
Originally, I
went
here to here.
But you did, and you
dropped off. So I'll take that and not take that.
No, you can't do it now. You changed your mind and did this. And then
it's
you rolled
either way. No, there was
here.
No rolling here.
There's rolling here. After
yes.
You didn't move anybody here. You had a rondelle here with no guys on it. So obviously
right,
you changed your mind and dropped them in Australia instead.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why, I don't know.
I don't know why either. I should have went for
you
there.
Had two
that's...
transports. Where'd the other transport go?
He went into the battle.
Of that fight is a sponge. Okay. I mean, it sort of makes sense,
yeah, that's okay.
But not really. Why you wouldn't take Java instead? We
well, that was
Java
my
back.
Original plan is to
oh,
take Java. That's
yeah,
okay, I fucked
Java
up.
Back. Yeah, why? I don't know.
That's, I don't care.
Strange decisions, bro.
It's alright, no problem.
Apparently.
Well, I fucked up. I can't fucking worry about it.
Are you done in non-com and placing units and all that?
Yeah, almost. Okay, Japan. I haven't replaced units, but I'm pretty well done in non-com.
You got aircraft carrier there, sitting at home?
Yeah, it's untouchable.
What are you doing?
I moved from
Are you done? Guam. You didn't place then?
No, I haven't placed yet. I'm just not
placed. Are you? Sorry. All right,
well, I'm collecting 30 plus 2 points for every 10.
1 point for every 10. 1, 2, 3, 7, 33.
Okay, we're not going to finish tonight for sure.
Keep going.
Well, we're going to go to this round.
How are you at 33?
No, he's not. He's at 30 even.
Yeah, but I get a...
30 bucks.
I get a point for every 10.
You get 3 points. You don't get a dollar. You get 30 bucks he collects, and he gets 3 points.
What?
30. You don't get $33. You get $30.
Yeah, I got
three
that.
3 points.
And did I get 3 points?
Yeah,
to mark
moved, yeah, I moved you up to 7.
All right.
Okay. Britain's got 30 bucks. I could get 6 tanks. You think? He's wiped out.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting 6 tanks. I'm gonna take out the rest of this fucking fairy army. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't mean faggoty. Even though they had sex with each other in the jungles.
You know what? My mother smokes. I hate that. Anybody got a smoke on them?
Well, not me.
Is anybody getting on? Do you have a smoking? I'm going to get out there. I'm going to go have to roll some nudst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
It goes back, it goes to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to go there. That's why I went down there. Now I feel like I did nothing.
I hit you with everything that could reach. Rolled miserably. What are you doing? Combat and non-combat at the same time?
No.
Oh no,
combat
I see.
Right now.
Nice. Yes.
Chillax.
This game is a lot of fun as Japan, but
this game is actually a pretty good.
You're fucking intense as Japan. There's so much shit out there.
I'm enjoying this game.
Yeah, I like it too. I don't feel threatened. I feel knocked down, but I don't feel fucking tucked off.
Well, good. We're all glad.
I'll be the judge of that.
What's the two ways we can take him down and make
check
three
me points? Can I have the scissors please over on you?
And
that's never mind,
it.
As you were.
Or taking Japan, we can win. He's only at 7 points.
Three.
Yes. You know what? Go. Just roll the dice. Gotta do the new old thing first.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
This one here.
Am I you know just what? Did you hit me?
No.
I need a one like crazy. Oh!
Two. Three.
Yeah. Still need a one.
Okay. Now I got a one and two twos. In the mainland. Gotcha. Japanese presence is out of Australia. Roll a two. Excuse me.
Don't
roll a looking for a two. Fuck. Three, four. This guy can cap here against the fighter.
Destroyer can go up.
And the destroyer can.
Eight. Hold those. Oh, they can't.
Oh, that's four. That's three defense. These guys cannot.
Over the years, you'll feel whether it's a George, John, or
Paul. I won't feel it either.
You will.
I'll hear it.
Yeah, come on, you know.
Try another sense.
You know what I mean.
Smell it?
No.
Nope. Not tasting it either. In case you're wondering, zero taste.
Hey, you didn't attack him there? What the hell?
There was nobody to attack. No, it was all ones. I wasn't doing that.
You were going to attack him with ones, and I was going to attack him with ones before.
Fuck off.
Bad idea.
You changed me.
I have changed a little.
Not at all. Look, you got runs and jacks and jacks and runs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I move all the ones.
Yeah, but look where you need it to. That's what you need. Unless you've been purchasing jacks for that, which I'd be disappointed.
We'll purchase pens.
Pen's dead.
There we go.
I could not really put any units down in Schwann, can I?
Nope.
It's
no
really,
factory.
It's, yeah. What's the use of
this? And the situation is curious at best. I can place no units, or he can place no units for China. Britain's done. USA, go.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't even have to purchase.
I know, really. They're just big. I think this might be the last round of the night, boss. Wow.
All right, Kackensies.
Good luck, Doug.
It's no luck. It's all skill.
Yeah, good skill, man.
Good skill.
Skillinsies. Just got a skillet here.
Skillinsy, killinsy. That's garbage. No, that's worse.
I got a hankering.
For longer cheese?
For some Nazi skills.
I still got my 12.
They're not really Nazis.
Yeah, Britain don't need shit.
I like Kenogan, baby. All right, well, I'm going to buy one of those, so...
$30 for India.
Take that.
All right. Need a Pidgey?
This one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a factory, you think? Is that what you're saying?
No, let's get you need a Pidgey.
Oh.
Give me $20.
Oh, I'm going to spend that $30, so no. Here, let's spend it.
I think we're going to factory in Philippines now. He might take it next round, but
he's got
transports now and at home.
I'm going to have all this in there.
Can it reach?
You will move that in there.
Oh, yeah. There. But it's still not as big as what he's got, I don't think.
Oh, clear the planes.
Oh, yeah. Fucking take it all home. That's yours now. Philippines is yours.
He needs to take the water. I've got a battleship.
He does own the water there.
Not when I'm done. I'm going to be there.
You're right.
Why is that Brit fighter out the seat?
Cap.
You can't cap in an area that I fucking rule.
I can cap wherever the fuck I want.
No, you can't.
As long as I got a place to land, and I do, Philippines.
No, you can't cap in an area that I'm already...
You're fucking... You control the waters.
Well,
I control
the air.
Well,
then you would control the waters.
I control... No. Air units
can't... I don't understand that.
Air units can't take over land territories or water territories. I'm up in the air by it.
Question.
That seems weird.
Say if I had a sub here, does a sub get the movement from the
yeah,
music
place? Yeah, yeah. Three. Yeah.
All right, I really don't know what to buy. Here, I give you this. I gave you 20 already, so give me factory. Here, I don't need the 5 back now. Here. Well, and I have the card that says I can place 3 units of
old chart, yeah. We saved that. It was a keeper.
Mm-hmm. From playing cards.
Yeah, it was a keeper from the last month.
Oh, I got a few of those.
Russia got it. It's junk. Bad. But now, it's perfect. Bagus.
Alright. Oh, my eye. Trannies.
Come on, make your move, cock.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dave, we should not have brought this into the night.
3.
We should have remained with axes and allies.
24.
It's an ally. Bye.
24 means I have 6 left.
Yeah, I know, but
it's a great game.
It's a fun game.
A little small for our taste.
But.
No, I like it. It's good for nature. It's good
for nature. You can go to bed then, Ray. I'm Muggsy and I'll keep playing.
Alright, Dave, come on over here.
Yes, yeah, I'll play Japan. Quote unquote. Way Japan. The horseshit thing about this is Japan not being able to build factories.
So what would that do for
But if I could put a factory
from in Alice, the, oh, Korea or anywhere.
Philippines.
Shangpong. Oh, fucking Korean Philippines for Japan would be.
I'm waiting for the dope to
you're waiting for
finish
your
that
turn so you can fucking waste even more time.
Oh no. No, I would never wait for that.
Well, I'm freezing, so I'm gonna get my jacket.
Freezing?
Yeah.
Oh, look at how wide you got her going over there.
Buddy invited over to another place. We just fucking went hung out, played like cards and fucking drank and stuff. And I said, what do you, you know, I did a little side job yesterday, so I had some cash. I said, what do you want me to get? Drink. He's like, oh, don't worry about it, I'll get the case of beer. He buys fucking Bush.
Oh, Jesus.
Garbage.
Who buys Bush?
We've been playing some drinking card games, so, you know, I got fucking five beers deep, and I'm like, they gotta start getting delicious at some point, or at least.
But they don't.
It didn't.
Fucking
it's fucking gross. Yeah. And I looked at it, and it's only 4.7. So not only does it taste like shit.
It didn't get me drunk.
It's fucking, it's light. Well, lighter.
Yeah, Bush is junk.
Junk.
Hey, you want to leave your car here?
Yeah, I'm
tonight. Gonna. Then I'll come and get you tomorrow. Bring it back. Pick up the car.
Oh, whatever. I got the old lady can bring it. Doesn't matter. So yeah, I was at the Raptors game today.
Yep.
Toronto. ACC.
Yes.
I got a fucking 12-ounce Ricketts Red.
Yeah.
Tap.
Yeah.
$12.
Yes. I have no combat.
Fucking buck an ounce.
12-ounce draft.
Fucking buck an ounce.
$12.
That's fucking.
I have no combat. So therefore, I do this.
Really?
And I do this.
American non-com. We're under an hour. Nice.
And then do this. And this can fuck right off.
Yeah.
Just sticks. These two transit ports are bringing these. Two infantry and two artillery. Actually, I'm gonna bring a marine. Still have one marine. I haven't bought a marine.
Nah, kind of pointless. Good idea, but you know, in theory, but
yeah,
I don't think you really do much with it.
So those guys are there. This plane can come.
I wonder if we can get this guy to quit, like right now. Probably not.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why would he know?
I don't know.
We're gonna hang out here, buddy.
Yeah, hang in here.
This is gonna stay here and here. This is gonna go here. These two bombers, by the way, are going
to win.
By the way.
They can land there as well.
Yeah. Now they're in a position to bomb or strategically bomb. But they're still big. Just gonna lay on my head. And from here, I mean Hawaii to Philippines, because now we own the Philippines. And this three.
It's fucking freezing in here, Doc.
It's beautiful.
No, no, I love it.
You know, what's his face is not gonna surrender. But he's got no Navy except for his home.
What do you have to take over?
To win, we have to take over Japan or keep you from collecting $10.
To what point?
At any point.
Keep you from collecting
if 10. We go one whole round, or if at the end of his round he collects 9 points or less, we win. If we
so
take
we should
Japan
have won the first time.
And we hold what?
Should have won after the first round.
No, because he starts at like
what?
19. He never got below.
Oh, you're
he
talking his
24
money.
Not victory points, dollars.
Okay.
He collects if he where doesn't get a victory
yeah,
point.
But where do we get to take away from him? Oh, this is 1-1-5. Right. Yeah, we've got him.
If he does not collect a victory point, we win.
Yeah,
he has to get a point every round.
I hold a victory point just for my...
Look at this clusterfuck. I can't even land my fucking...
You're at... What are you at now? You're at 26, so you get 2.
Putting my shit down.
At the end of this round. We gotta get you to 9 points to win.
You gotta
or
get me less than 10.
Take Tokyo. And yep. If we take Tokyo, obviously, you're gonna...
Yeah.
Give in, right?
Look,
I was alone. I took a ride. I played Japan. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Yes.
Look at fucking.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you done? Everything?
He's a cock.
Are you done?
Jeez.
Collecting 72 stuff. Oh, so I'm at
75 bucks. Well, that's the end of round three. Ray's rolling smokes. Muggsy's collecting 75
75
bucks.
Mil. And you have unlimited. Oh, easy. Don't spin them too fast. But yes, spin them.
You done?
Hey, these little buggers down at the bottom, man, travel like snot. If you want me, if you want me to bring it over, let your kid go fucking wild.
No.
You can't throw them. Well, you can throw them off the track, but it takes a lot.
I don't know what you heard, but my kid's not a big fan of playing with snot. We're at the end of round three. Axis. I know it's not what you heard.
Axis.
We're at the end of round three. Axis and Allies Pacific, 1999. America's accumulated like off. A motherfucker off of Philippines.
Oh, yeah. You're throwing me off with the 1999, because every time we play a game, a board game, or Axis and Allies, you say the year of the war that it was.
1942.
Yeah, or, you know,
I know. 1999, America.
The year of the board came out as opposed to the
this
year
game came out in 99.
I'm like, there was a war in 99? What just happened?
I said that as opposed to Pacific 1940, which is what you're thinking of. Pacific 1940 is a game unto itself. Yeah. Europe 1940 is a game unto itself. You put them together, it's global 1940.
Yeah, but you don't say what
Pacific
year
1999 and Europe 2000 don't go together as one big game.
I can see how you would have to do that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't say the year it's released.
Yeah, he would have to, and the point, if you were just listening.
You have to, to imagine the parentheses after I say, well, Axis and Allies Pacific, parentheses. 1999. Close parentheses. If I say that,
I can see that.
You know, on paper it looks fine, but if I say it, it sounds a little bit
weird. Yeah.
Metro? Weird. Good choice. I was gonna go metrosexual.
Metro.
But
well, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing that sounds gay to me.
Anyways, this is the
see,
end
if you're listening to shit and you think that sounds gay.
I don't know what you're talking about, son.
I don't think that's gay, so therefore, why are you listening to those gay ears? Because I don't think it's gay, and the rest of the world don't think it's gay, but you say that sounds gay, but it's not. I think it's borderline metro, so we'll go with the metro.
Metro.
Metro minus one? Maybe? Or is that gay plus two? Is Metro minus one gay plus two?
Tune in for round four.
And the answer to the question is gay.
Is it Metro minus one or is it gay plus two?
Nothing's gay. Nothing's gay.
Nothing's gay.
Please, people, send in your answers to Old Pink and Care of the Funny Farm.
Yeah.
Axis and Allies England.
DiceDirection.com.
It's not .com.
Destruction.blogspot.ca.
Blog.ca.
Don't listen to anything this fucking Ray says.
And don't listen to me.
At Destruction on Twitter. Destruction@gmail.com. And until then.
That's not even a song.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead.
Do something, people. And suck it back. Oh, no, I mean, chug-a-lug-a-poke-toke-heat-sleeper-beat.
Yeah, good day. So, this is an addendum to maybe the last episode, maybe the next episode of Destruction Podcast.
Could be the last for mine.
We're talking with Ray right now about what the fuck he's going to do. Stop making that noise.
You know what, you guys?
If you hang on. If you take a look at the blog to the Pacific Post, where I'm going to have the pictures of this game, you can take a look at the picture I'm about to take right now.
Yes.
Showing where Japan's situation is.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what it is, and then Ray will tell you his version of what he's going to do next. Japan is holding four transports at home with five infantry and five artillery, a destroyer, and an aircraft carrier with no fighters aboard. That's what he's got at home.
He's got no interceptors either.
Outside of Japan, he's got the Caroline Islands with three infantry, Wake Island, no, not Wake, what's that?
Solomon?
Marianas.
Oh, Marianas.
Marianas with two infantry and that one there.
This one?
That's not Iwo Jima.
No, it's Bun.
Bonin with an infantry.
Bonin.
In Kwangtung, he's got four guys.
Bonin.
Four infantry.
Bonin.
He owns a little bit of China. He owns
Ronin.
He's got the capital, Sichuan, with four infantry, a tank, and an artillery.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for the Japs, people.
No, and China's.
I'm into China. Right into that.
China's dominated, I think.
If I do nothing and I could replace, I would crush, but I can't replace.
Britain can punch a whole shit ton of twos at him.
Yep.
After he goes next round, he's not going to take that portion of the Burma Road.
No.
And
I'm not progressing any further than that.
No. So I think...
I can pick on that. I got enough to pick on that.
The Americans have the Philippines just fucking overloaded.
Loaded.
With Navy. There's no way...
And land.
Japan can take that Navy out. And
no.
America can pretty much... just steamroll Japan right now. I think the game's over. That's what I think. What do you think, Mosey? Aside from your expectoration of gas.
Is there an air base or Navy port there?
There's a naval.
Is there a port there?
Talking about New Guinea?
New Guinea.
Talking South. South New
Guinea.
Naval
port doesn't really matter unless I can reach another naval
port. No, naval. Yeah, but there is one here,
naval.
So you can do that.
Yeah, but it's a movement of two. I can get there.
It is a movement of two. I see that now.
I think Japan's going to fall very shortly.
Yeah.
Well, I see the... Because like,
I'm going to start hammering them with...
You can hit Japan...
strategic bombing. I've got two bombers and I just purchased another bomber.
Right.
So I got two bombers in the Philippines I can reach right now without you having any interceptors. And if you did, I have three escorts.
Yeah. Don't forget, I've got
another bomber in Hawaii that can make it to Philippines next round.
Yeah.
And I can buy another bomber in Philippines right now.
Don't forget, Ray, you have six kamikazes, which, you know, you haven't used yet.
I haven't used those yet.
But they're twos. And they're...
Twos are good.
Any waters or a water that has it?
Any water that has this little symbol. See that?
So you haven't touched any.
See that symbol?
Well, Philippines should be one.
Philippines doesn't have one of those symbols.
Right here does. 37.
No, it doesn't. Philippines doesn't have it.
Let's double check.
There's one in Global in the Philippines.
Nothing there?
There's six, and I counted six. There's Philippines.
They're kind of coming to effect when they come in there this round. This round, they'll come into effect.
Yeah, because you're going to Korea or Shantung.
Anywhere from here is coming.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Your window beers.
Window beer.
Sorry, Dave, I'm sure I'll sit there someday.
That's okay.
And I will feel... You got them on the sill out there, right?
Yeah, they're on the sill.
That's beautiful.
No, it's just a stuffing one.
Yeah, I just... Most for you. This one will last, and I got a splitting headache. And I don't need any more.
No, you don't have to split.
No, I said I have a splitting headache.
Oh, want some?
I want nothing. Just like Dr. Gonzo, I need nothing. All right.
Well, the fact of you getting into my capital, which is your ultimate victory,
right.
Like you have to get in there, I can't just say, okay, I think I just. You're in my capital. No, you know what? You fucking work for that capital.
Yeah, we're not going to take your capital soon.
No, but we're going to knock
soon.
You down to 9 real quick.
Keyword.
We will.
But you are going to knock me down.
We'll knock you down to 9 points before we'll get your capital, for sure.
That's where I'm wondering what's going on with that other thing. And you've got a few edges you could ride. I wish I could build where I took over. I should get a bonus for that.
That's the bullshit thing of this game for Japan. only America can build factories.
Yeah, but it's not even building factories. There should be some kind of bonus that I get from China to get, like, five guys for taking it over.
Yeah, you can't go any further.
When we started this game, I thought, is if I could put a factory... If I am able to put in a position to put a factory in the Philippines, the game will be over.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's basically come to.
Well, it's worth three
bombers and just keep you keep knocking you down.
45 bucks, and you still got $30 to spend elsewhere.
What's the rule on ACAC in this game? One ACAC fires.
Same as usual, but you can scramble interceptors.
I don't even have any.
But you don't have any fighters, so you know that's not a worry. He can bring in as many escorts as you want. Your ACACs fire. And then interceptors and escorts go up. You're running out of gas and you're only lighter with a flint.
Isn't that amazing? Because this one does. Look! Got a spark that time, but this.
Looked a little
easy there. On the finger, always a spark.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sometimes 17 times, you can't even get a lick.
It seems like a foregone conclusion that you're not getting outside of your seats.
Well, I've played A&A where you're right on the doormat, and then all of a sudden there's a big void behind that, and the doormat gets wiped out, and by
some
fucking...
Do you see a void behind the American...
Well, I don't see too much traveling here, but I do see a nice little carry-on here.
Nothing.
That's okay. Over here, I don't see much here, except six tanks, which could do some damage.
Talking about...
All of this...
Burma Road.
Coming out of China.
The shit coming around from India, which is basically two spaces down the Burma, can hit. I can't hit. I have to let him hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on a wedge, and he's in the middle of the V. So
infantry. You got infantry like crazy in China.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
And I can't replace in China. That's the frustrating thing.
One art, one tank.
I should be able to at least put one unit down right now would matter. It could be a tank or a fighter that defends a fort. I can't put anything in China, so China people, don't go for China. It's fucking useless.
China's a bogged down fucking useless.
It's
race.
A bogged
but
down
you have
fucking
to protect Manchuria. And
I can run back. I can run back to that. You can come up here. I can move
China
over right now. He can have China back. Who gives a fuck? China can't even leave their territory. It's stupid.
Yeah.
No. Well, they can. They can leave.
I can go anywhere in the mainland.
They
can go all the way to Korea in this game.
Anywhere except in a transport.
But the prospects of that happening, because they can only buy maximum three units.
Can I put aircraft down on the carrier that's already existing?
Nick.
No. Cock.
I don't know.
We're going to be built on the land.
How much are they?
$12.
Near 12 cock.
He's not giving up.
Well, it's, boy. You know, what are we going to do?
You're done. You
play two rounds and give up? That's stupid.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Why would we just
going?
Not play every game two rounds, give up, two rounds, give up? Better off playing INA.
Well, listen, ass, that's what we're playing. Axis and Allies. It's just a different version.
Well, should I, you know, just give up and...
This is
it?
What we're saying to you. What do you think is going to happen in two rounds from now?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm going to feel pressure. I don't feel my capital is going to be taken over in two rounds. Could be third, though. I mean, there's all kinds of Brits. They're lining up. My money's going down.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
America's still pumping out $75 a round.
I really don't see where we're supposed to take... him down, like where he's sitting at now.
Take his money down?
Yeah, where he's sitting at now, I don't see where we're supposed to take it. Like, you're down five here, you have five there, seven there. So even if we take you seven, one, two, three, six, seven, puts you at 19 at par.
It should be at par.
What? Oh, you've got four here. So taking out another four, one, two, four. I'm trying to look at getting nine.
Here?
I haven't collected since 16, 15, 14. What's this?
This convoy zone will take him down 7 points. This
Nobody's
one
in there.
Around Shantung, Manchuria, and Korea. Three, for Shantun. Two for Manchuria. Two for
Nobody's
Korea.
In that one.
If we take this over, you go down 7 points.
Yeah, but that's not on the board.
If we take him down here.
Is it on the board?
Yes. We would put a Rondell there.
That's where we fucking...
And well, he'd that's be down useless. 7 points. Here he'd be down...
Well, you're going to take both of them this round.
Yeah.
You just blitz through. It's almost a blitz. I take this.
And what
it
round
takes
is
up
this?
No,
what round is this?
This is beginning of round four. No, the reason I'm recording right now
no
is...
No game should be decided in the fourth round.
If it's over, it's over in round four.
In round four? What fun is that?
It's not about fun. It's about...
Oh, yes, it is.
Fucking beat you.
Negative. Which is fun. You guys are having fun. Beating in four rounds? Now, even classic, you can't be...
That's why...
I've done the best I've done is
yeah, but
six rounds in classic.
Okay,
yeah, but right. What are you basing your opinion on, or your
because
stats
I've,
on when you haven't even played this game?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I'd like to play more.
There's a reason this game is not, played nationwide in tournaments every fucking day. Because maybe there's a flaw with it.
Not so much a flaw, but just,
You didn't fucking...
Well, there's factors.
Do
sure,
what you
there's
needed
lots
to do.
Of factors.
Yeah.
Maybe Japan should try absolutely not attacking anything. Go defense everywhere. Do non-combat and defend everything everywhere. See what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just impossible
but
to
that's
win.
That's even more boring.
Not fighting. Who wants to do that? You want to go out on a limb. You want to try... So if anybody wants to sit back and say, okay, I'm going to... As a matter of fact, I'd like to, next time we play, I won't do anything. I'll just beef up what I got and hold everything they got just to see what happens.
No, I'm pretty sure that...
You can't. You got to go all over. You're fucking attacking and they're rolling ones. You got to do it.
I know.
Maybe people say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do the ones.
You got diced.
Fuck the round.
No, fuck. If you can fuck a guy by making him defend a one in the first round, do it.
You feel obligated,
don't you? See, you think maybe you spread out too much. I think you didn't spread out enough. Because you could have took
really?
Out, you could have took out, what's that island right there, Samoa? He could have took out the aircraft carrying destroyer in Samoa. He could have took $5 away up there in the convoy zone by
slipping
one ship.
That would have been one round. He would have got that back one round.
Yeah, but then he's got to go get it back.
Yes.
That's what you got to do is Japan, make him spread out
and
make
build.
Him
fucking well, see what happens. Maybe that's a factor. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's the
one
thing that
thought.
Could change the game.
I thought the first thing I seen is he wasn't going for this.
And yeah, but I know what is this reachable? By
one carrier
could have slipped,
and the
there.
Planes that were from here that went to here could have just went to here.
Yeah,
and instead of having a one,
and use support from other areas,
and the fighters could have come down, took care of that shit. You had a aircraft carrier, two fighters, and a destroyer sitting down in Samoa, all defending at one. That's
well,
four
saying
ones.
All that, which is a beautiful thing, because that game went to 3-9.
You did roll bad there. Yeah. No, there's nothing you can do about
but
it.
But I left
Dead
two
dice,
and four.
You know?
I left two and four there.
Yeah.
Which means, what happens if I was less successful
here? Yeah, but
here,
think if you had this.
And
you
I
had,
left
you
this,
had,
and
you
I had a
had
carrier
one
loaded
one,
up here.
Think if you had this, okay? You had one and
two. I load a carrier here.
Then America has more decisions to make. Let
there
Muggsy,
you go.
Let Muggsy talk me.
Let's say switch it. You
That's
had,
all
let's
I wanted
just say
to
from
say.
What you lost there. You,
to here.
You from one carrier to here, and you and what you might have left, what you had left yourself with, is two fully loaded carriers.
I did.
So let's say you
and
had one here
and a bomber, and I flew it out of there,
and one here, or even a carrier here.
Right. So
two,
I could
a fully loaded carrier here, and then a carrier and a fighter here, because you would have came down.
But
you could have came down into
on
here.
Top of the point value which I got. It would make them spread out.
Make America spread out more.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's a double
ball. The punch that I had here, if it went, you had to go
That's
here,
very important.
Here, and here, or...
Let's try that next time, see what happens. Well, whoever's Japan, let's do that.
If we ever play it again.
We will. Oh, we will. I mean, I would even beat Japan and try it again.
For me, it's
see
Japan.
What happens.
I want to
My
hit.
Rolling wasn't too bad. Nobody else kicked total ass in rolling.
We hit a lot of ones in...
Yeah, but we all did, so we were all right.
No, I mean just that first round where
we rolled three dice and we got a one every time, and that's, you know.
But you know what? You guys may have
like
a good
when we
point.
Were playing D-Day, And we kicked the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah, and then fucking
it was closed. Because of all those ones we were rolling with our AK-X and whatnot. We shot all your fucking planes down. And what are you supposed to do?
That wasn't fun.
When we're hitting, like, ones, when we're looking for ones and hitting them, 4 out of 10.
Yeah,
you can't beat that.
No. 4 out of 10.
Ones? No, you can't. Okay, so this game we're going to conclude. Ray's pinned down at home. And sure, he has options. He could.
He could stuff, prolong it,
but that's all it would do is prolong it.
It's
because he's surrounded.
0-215 hours.
We don't like to get a guy down on the ground with our foot on his throat and make him cry. Well, on the inside, we like to, but and Ray, none of us, not Ray, not me. Maybe Muggsy and me a little more than Ray.
There's like only three of us
like
here.
To call a game when we can see that it's done.
You notice these guys never call a game, so I'm always losing either side.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
they
what happens is... But at the end of the day, what we do is berate Ray and make him feel so bad until he says, okay, I quit.
And however, this
that's
year
how Muggsy and I get our wins, because we're cheap bastards.
But this year I'm batting 500, and I'll take the 500.
I'm pretty sure if we continued all the games that Ray thought he could win, Ray would have beaten us every single time.
Nope. All I know is only 2 out of 3.
I'm ahead in the standings this year so far.
So far, Muggsy's
3-1.
Muggsy and yeah, because I missed the first game. Muggsy's 3-1. Ray is 1-3.
He lost 2 today.
Yeah.
Lost 2 today. 1-3.
And I am 2-1. Yes.
Yes.
Ray's got to turn it around. People.
Oh, I will turn it around.
Please email Ray at how the fuck am I supposed to win at accessandallies.com.
Yeah, let me know.
At hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. So he's Hotmail guy. He used to be AOL, but then he went AWOL. Just gave that shit up.
This
is a bad joke, sorry.
This game.
Pacific 1999 version.
With Unlimited in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's tough.
For the States.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't put pressure here. Saying the Illusion
States,
Islands.
That's a mod that we
should. C-Zone 6 or whatever it is. It's
yeah.
Just a, it's an, a
you know what?
It's the Alaskan Convoy.
It's a mod that we should apply. You can only build what the territory is worth. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would lose Hawaii. Are you crazy?
Of course. You should not be able to build that much stuff in Hawaii.
Why not? You know what? We used
not
to
where
play.
Where America's factories were. They were in San Francisco.
We used to play,
whatever,
for those
band.
Listeners that who were still
band,
listening,
oh,
we whatever. Used to play that you drop a factory, if you held it for one round, you could put unlimited
that's
at
crazy.
Any factory.
And what happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
The game flawed.
Because after 57 games in a row,
Persia was
factory in Persia
like,
by
yeah,
UK.
Exactly.
Always a win.
Mm-hmm.
Six tanks.
By anybody.
Six tanks. They go up through the cock, in through the east.
That's
up
right.
through the cock, in through the east. Eventually, Germany cannot handle six
can't
tanks
do that.
Coming at you. Persia, factory, unlimited, wins the game.
Yeah, but for anybody.
So Kenny and.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
not,
Kenny and
not
I
just
said,
you,
okay,
guys.
No factory in Persia. Anywhere else?
Mm.
And we thought. We'll try anywhere. We'll try here. No, it doesn't work in the left bank of the Suez. It does not work in Egypt. Only works in Persia. Because you are there, and from there you can go UK, Japan,
India,
Germany, or I mean Russia, Germany,
yeah,
Brit, and support. Anywhere. You can go anywhere in the world from Persia.
Yeah.
So we thought, that's fucked. But we didn't even realize back then. We didn't realize back then that when you put a factory down,
It's only supposed the to unit, pump out what it's worth.
It's only worth what, yeah, sure, we never played that. We played, if you can hold it for one round, unlimited. Well,
Ray,
you're fucked.
This is
Hawaii was so important. We'd hit Hawaii over and over.
Right. This is how we get to where we are today.
Now, and that's a good point right there. That is a killer.
Right.
Killer.
But this is how we get to where we are now in 2013, where they said, because Pacific is the first attempt after your game that you played Classic.
That's right, because they wanted to fine-tune, make it a little more difficult.
And you can tell by the prices of things. Now, you look at now, Battleships, $20, subs, $6, factories, damaged instead of money coming out of your pocket. This game still takes the money out of pocket for strategic bombings, and it still has the really expensive units.
Yep. Fighters, Jab bombers, should be $10 for destroyers.
Battleships.
And it's cartoony, well, like you like.
Yeah. Then you move to Europe, then you move into revised, you go through history and you look at the games and
yep,
they're
total development.
They're changed.
Totally.
The biggest change that's the most important, I think, is not having unlimited production of factories. What the territory is.
It never really
worth.
Was.
But there is. In Classic, in this game, and in Europe, I think.
Not in Classic.
We haven't played
in Classic, you have to
unlimited.
Follow unlimited. It's unlimited only in the original.
Right. But. Right. That's something you move on to. In I don't know about revised, but in when certainly when you get to anniversary, Russia's look at Leningrad. It's worth two. You can put two units down. Russia's worth six. You can put six units down.
That means you got to move four guys in.
Leningrad falls all the time, but the cock is worth four. You can put four. That's
but you can
way.
Move them from Moscow.
But it's a progression. It's an evolution from.
Does anybody else see this?
Up through the ages. What, the Brits?
This.
What are you talking about?
Asia.
China.
China. It's boring as fuck. It's boring as fuck. It's
boring
kind of
every
it's
fucking
a, it's,
game.
It's not really, but you'd think. I would think in this game they would try to make this a little more exciting, like with the Japs taking
no,
China.
No,
it
might be if I was doing
the Japs taking China or something. Yeah. There is no points.
Yeah, but if I was
if
doing
you
better,
were
it might
take,
be more exciting.
Yeah. If you were to take the left side of this board as yeah. Japan and just build up defense as much as you can navy-wise here, focused from here to Malaya, Borneo, there's 7 points gone from the UK, India.
No, Brits.
And from here,
the Brits.
It's yeah, one, UK, two, India. Three. You own the fucking harbor from here to here.
Malaya.
Malaya to Japan. And from Malaya, it's
yeah.
one, two, three to India.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't get there in
it's
three.
It's so hard to do that, though. You got
because
shit
you have
all
to
over
own
you.
India to get there in three, right? Mm. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to link it.
No.
Yes.
You can maneuver.
No. You can't go from Malaya to India.
No, but you can jump and take this.
But either way, to get...
You can jump and sit here and take this, and you would want this. You would want this before this. Mm. Think about it. That's an extra three... 7, you might want that before, if you can do it. I know it's kind of pigging out, but you're right. And Japs need to do very well to do that. Very well. They need to hit all the time, and nobody needs to hit ones. Actually, you hit a lot of ones. You rolled 7 ones, you hit 5 out of...
Yeah, but the UK, when I looked at the UK, when we were first set up, I was like, wow, they have fucking no navy. They're going to be useless
so
as far
small.
As the Navy goes, and in this
they
game it was
built
not.
Because they're not picked on.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You put the pressure
it's
here.
Hard
look,
to do that,
4,
yeah.
7,
yeah,
11, or 10. Plus, what's this worth? Nothing. Sean State, that's a stupid one.
Well, I took it over because it was a cut through. I took that over, and you had to take it back.
And even Java.
It's a cut through. It's something that you,
I
just in case,
as Java.
You got tanks. I didn't know. I put something up defensively. You know what? I could have played much better as Japan.
Samaritan.
And that's...
Borneo.
Absolutely. That's no fucking bragging at all. I could have played way better.
And you take...
But...
Philippines.
You guys,
I don't know.
On the other hand, played pretty good together. and it was a tough battle. So I don't put myself down. I don't put yourself up. I say it was a good round.
It's hard to say if Japan can win in this game.
Nah. Japan, I moved these guys over here. They could have been valuable on the coast. But I moved the guys from Manchuria over to just to take this over. Once I got there, I thought, there's certainly a big bonus in that. I should get a huge bonus for me landing on that fucking flag.
Yeah.
No bonus.
Nothing for China.
Nothing.
The only thing it's
as a matter of fact, now you're in a bigger defense, and it's costly.
Yeah, but that's
because
Britain.
You gotta, yeah.
The only thing it gains you is not having China fucking around with you, right? So you got to keep China down a little bit.
Which is all of this.
But you can't spend too much
China
money.
China could come in for 7
when
points.
When China gets up to Shenzhen, Manchuria.
Yeah, you're hurting.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But it's a balance you got to play. Anyway, so Japan loses. The Allies win. Next episode, we'll be playing the Europe from 2000.
Well, maybe we should play this again, switch it up, let somebody else try.
You can play it again if you want.
Next. You don't want to be Jeff.
In 2 weeks. I'll be at home cooking chicken wings. You guys can play.
Well, you're not playing in 2 weeks?
Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
So?
I'm going to be home.
It's not the Stanley Cup.
He's going to be in New Orleans or some fucking
thing. Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going to
Gibraltar.
Where the fuck are you going to hang out?
He's got a seal to map. PMQs. His buddy's on the
PMQs.
Other side. Blowing up the Suez.
You're going to the PMQs? There's no PMQs in fucking New Orleans.
All right, so you... anyway. We're going to see you next week for you, dear listeners, where we play in Europe. Yeah. 2 weeks from now...
Can you just cut this section and put it into the other section?
Yeah, I'm going to... Oh, it's not a new episode. It's only half hour. So,
Winter beers.
Once again...
Chug a look at poke toke. Eat, sleep, repeat. And please don't do it with your mom, okay?
Fuck.
Fuck, bye. Hold the light, carry out the dead.
Yeah, do something.
Do something.
Good day, people. And thanks for listening.
Don't do it with your mom.
Don't do it with anybody's mom. Well.
Somebody's. I'll do it with Zach's mom.
Roxy's going to do it with Zach's mom. I'm going to do it with Victor's mom.
All right, well.
Ray.
You know,
Ray's going to do it with
escapes,
Pamela Henderson, I think. Anyway, good day. Eh?
That's it.